This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly. The implementation of a major change to parking in the downtown Eau Claire area will likely be delayed until later this summer. At its meeting on Tuesday, the Eau Claire City Council held a first reading on an ordinance change to push the start of paid on-street parking from June 1st to August 1st. City officials say the delay is due to the fact that the paid parking kiosks are not ready yet, and the ordinance will likely be approved at the City Council meeting later this month. The change to paid on-street parking in the downtown area comes as the city seeks to increase revenue amid a projected budget deficit next year. The city also voted to approve increasing the vehicle registration fee, or wheel tax, last year in pursuit of that same goal. Regardless of the delayed implementation for the change, officials from downtown Eau Claire are still working to prepare residents. The organization launched a new website to share details on where to park and how to use the kiosks. Their hope is making that information more accessible will ensure residents continue to visit the downtown area and patronize local businesses. Democratic candidate for Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District, Rodney Rave, has announced he is suspending his campaign. Rave previously served as a Ho-Chunk Nation legislator and said he hoped to bring working class and Ho-Chunk values to Congress with a focus on driving change for future generations. In a press release, 3rd Congressional District Democrats of Wisconsin Chair William Garcia thanked Rave for being willing to step up to run for the seat and for drawing attention to important issues like affordability, tribal rights, and protecting the environment. The daughter of State Senator Jesse James has entered into a plea deal after being accused of stealing $32,000 from his campaign. According to court documents, Elizabeth Johnson entered a no-contest plea this week to felony charges for theft in a business setting and filing false campaign finance reports. She also agreed to participate in a 36-month diversion program as part of the plea deal. State Senator James previously noted that the money had been returned. He also recently announced he would not seek re-election and will serve as chief of police for the village of Lake Halley instead. For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. A major tax and spending deal in Wisconsin has fallen apart after failing in the state Senate. Lawmakers let the bill go to a vote last night without enough support, and it failed 15-18, ending the special session. The plan had already passed the Assembly and included tax breaks on tips and overtime, along with funding for schools and property tax relief. Governor Tony Evers blamed a small group of lawmakers from both parties for blocking what he called a bipartisan deal. In a statement, Evers said some politicians chose the next election over helping families. 8 people tied to a fentanyl drug ring in Green Bay are now headed to prison after a federal investigation uncovered a large operation moving pills across the Midwest. Prosecutors say the group brought in hundreds of thousands of fentanyl pills, many bought in Arizona and sold in Wisconsin for huge profits. The longest sentence went to Ricky Chambers, who got 17 years after a jury found him guilty. Investigators say they seized more than 175,000 pills and found the group showing off cash and luxury items online. A former hot dog plant in Madison could soon be cooking up something very different. Nuclear fusion research. A company called Rialta Fusion is looking at the old Oscar Mayer site on the city's east side as a possible home for a new research and development facility. The project could bring up to 200 jobs and more than $500 million in long-term investment. City leaders say the plan could turn an empty property into a major economic boost. The company is expected to choose between 2 sites as early planning moves forward. More news can be found at civicmedia.us.
The Brewers lose to the Padres.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. Milwaukee's Jacob Mizorowski had another brilliant performance, retired 14 batters in a row, thrown 40 pitches at least 100 miles an hour through 7 innings. But in the 9th, with the Brewers hanging on to just a 1-0 lead, Milwaukee closer Abner Uribe gave up a 3-run homer to Gavin Sheets, and the Padres beat the crew 3-1. Pat Murphy.
Yeah, 3-2 walk, you know, single off the glove of our second baseman, and then hanging slider. It's Major League Baseball. The guys are capable. You know, hats off to Sheets. Great swing. Did it in the clutch.
After the loss, Uribe asked, did he leave the ball too high in the strike zone, and just how frustrated was he?
I think that you see what happened over there.
struggle.
We're never going to know what happened to the strikeout or whatever happened.
The two teams wrapping up the series today. Football, NFL schedules out tonight. The Packers will play L.A. on Wednesday, November 25th against the Rams the night before Thanksgiving. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today, becoming a little breezy by later this afternoon. Our high right around 77 today. Tonight, becoming windy, scattered showers, low dropping to 56. Tomorrow, a little breezy, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
That's your WCFW and the Tap Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.FM.